Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. We're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for taking the pulse of what small business owners are saying about how things are going in the economy. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, folks, you can find the survey at NFIB.com. You can find it at Bill's website, smallbiz.org. That's B-U-S, smallbus.org. He also allows us to post it on our website, and we appreciate that very much. Bill, let's get into the details of your recent survey and talk about labor. Is anything happening on the hiring part?
Well, not enough, obviously. You know, we have been getting government numbers that tell us we're doing better. 200,000 a month, kind of on average, a little less than that for the last 3 months. But that's way below, you know, where this economy should run, especially in recovery. You know, we should be up in the 350, maybe even a few months with 400,000 net new jobs if we're really growing, and we're not. So we're barely keeping our nose above water. You know, we need about 125 a month for population growth. Mm-hmm. So that's about where we are. But even so, then, of course, the next question is, if we really are hiring this many more people, the 200,000 a month, which is a better pace than we saw last year, where is the GDP?
Right.
These people must be producing something, and we're not seeing the numbers. So
right.
It's a very puzzling kind of a situation in the economy right
well,
now.
Well, I wonder, Bill, let me ask you this question. This is a good economics question. So a lot of businesses out there have been struggling along with the employees they have and really making it pretty rough on the people they had because everybody was having to work extra to make things happen. Finally, the company gets to the point where things are a little, you know, they're not in as dire straits, and they go ahead and hire somebody to fill in to take up some of the slack. But it doesn't raise their sales. It's just that they can now afford to take some of the pressure off the existing employees. That would answer that, wouldn't it?
Well, it would if that's what people were doing.
I think I think that's a lot of it, Bill. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hire. You should, in theory, you know, being an academic here, you don't. You only hire workers who add value to your firm.
But Bill, that's if you haven't just gone through a situation where you ask your people to do more than they've ever done before, and they finally come to you and say, "Boss, I mean, I know cases where they're saying, "Boss, we got to have some help. We're dying here. You've been riding us now for 5 years. We got to have some help."
Yeah, that's a very plausible theory and very interesting because that could be the case. You know, we were wringing them to death, and
I think that's happening in big businesses
out.
Too.
Yeah,
I think it's happening across the economy.
Well, at least we know the jobs have picked up, so that's good news.
And right.
That means incomes have picked up, so spending should pick up. We're waiting for those people to go out and spend those extra incomes that they're getting.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and of course we talked about sales in the last segment. My unscientific poll, which yours is very scientific, but my unscientific poll, you know, only about 25% of my folks, 20 to 25%, say that they are actually growing. The other people are just kind of holding their own.
Sitting tight, yeah. Well, yeah, when you say my poll is scientific, it's definitely a scientific sample of NFIB's 350,000 members. We never represents all of small business out there, since there's no... There's no list out there you can scientifically sample for that, right?
That's
but anyway, yeah, we have, on the sales side, we still have 8 percentage points more of our firm saying sales were trending down quarter on quarter than say sales are trending up, and that's a pretty weak position. You know, you really ought to have more saying up than down, and, you know, and that really puts the squash on doing a lot of hiring.
Well, you got a combination.
The other thing that puts the cap on that, of course, is the Obamacare.
Right, right. Well, you got a combination of everybody's is still deleveraging. I mean, I think we're still in a deleveraging mode. People are paying off their own debts. Companies are paying off their own debts. Companies, big companies, are hoarding cash and buying back their own stock instead of spending that cash that they have to grow.
Right. They apparently don't see good profitable investments for all that money, and so
right.
they're just sending it back to the shareholders in one form or another, either by pushing the share price up by buying back or sending
mm-hmm.
dividends, big dividends out, which, of course, was really big last year. You remember
right.
that huge share of the increase in consumer income was companies paying out all these dividends.
Right.
That was huge.
What about capital spending? What do you guys tell you about capital spending?
Well, not much is happening on the capital spending side. We're still what I characterize in maintenance mode, so we're spending on stuff, but obviously only those things that we need, or fixing the leaky roof or when the equipment totally dies. So spending plans for capital spending really haven't changed now for a long time, and they're at high recession levels, if you will, but
mm-hmm.
they're weak. They're running 10 points below where we ought to see spending plans, and actual spending, reported spending, is running substantially below what you would see in
right.
normal times.
And small business owners are still not borrowing money from banks.
No, the demand is still really, really low. so, and again, that was confirmed when I met with a bunch of bankers here in up in our Global Independent Center Conference
right.
in Jackson Hole.
When we come back, can you give us a report on that meeting?
Sure.
Folks, this is a big deal. Bill conducts every year, a couple of times a year. We're the happy beneficiaries of that, I promise you. You don't want to miss what he's going to tell us in this next segment. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.